and welcome to another episode of Bridging the Gap, a podcast of the Governmental Accounting Standards Board. I am Joel Black, chair of the GASB, and in today's episode, we are covering a new video series that the GASB is releasing that is educational in nature and really geared towards elected officials to enhance their understanding of a government's annual financial report. And in today's episode, our host, Matt Broder, Vice President of Communications for the Financial Accounting Foundation, will be talking with both yours truly and Tammy Waymire, a Senior Research Manager at the GASB. So over to Matt.
Welcome, Joel. Welcome, Tammy. It's great to have you both on the podcast and to talk about a topic that I know is a lot of work has gone into, and I think that stakeholders are going to be very, very excited about as they learn more. We're here to talk about a brand new video series that you have created at the GASB concerning the annual comprehensive financial report, which we will hereafter refer to as ACFR. Joel, let's start with you. Tell me, what are these videos and what motivated GASB to create them?
Sure. It's great to be back with you, Matt. Always love being on the podcast. Great to be here with Tammy. The video series is meant to educate elected officials of state and local governments about their government's ACFR, their annual financial report. At the GASB, we consider elected officials and the citizens they represent to be kind of two of the primary users of the annual financial report. But we also acknowledge that oftentimes they are not as exposed to government accounting and finance. And so it's kind of part of our goal and our mission to educate the users of the financial report about its contents. And that's really what this video series was meant to accomplish, was to, you know, kind of in more layman's terms, explain what the annual financial report is supposed to do. And the series is geared towards those elected officials.
Right. So these are people who could use the information, but may not have the accounting background or the financial background to really appreciate the value of that information or to really understand even what the information is trying to tell them.
Exactly.
Got it. And for those in the audience who may not be familiar with what the ACFR is, can you provide a brief definition?
Sure. The ACFR, or annual financial report, also could be just an annual financial report. An ACFR technically is a broader version that has some extra stuff, but minimum requirements might just be an annual financial report. But this is a report that is meant to provide a numerical picture of the government's financial position at a point in time, as well as the financial activities for that year of the government, supplemented with additional details in the notes and additional analysis in the report as well.
So, if you will, roughly an analog to an annual report that a corporation would publish, or a nonprofit, or any other entity in this country.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Great. Thanks. Tammy, turning now to the videos themselves, I do have a few specific questions. What have you created? I think we know who the target audience is, but how many videos are in the series? And where can stakeholders go to find them?
Yeah, it's great to be with you, Matt, and good to be with Joel and talking about this important initiative that we have. There are 16 videos in total, and we've created those videos to be used either individually or in their totality if somebody wanted to watch them all the way through. And as Joel mentioned, they're meant for an elected official sort of audience, so we're mindful of their limited time. So the videos were created where each one of those 16 videos is roughly, on average, about 10 minutes. We tried not to stray too much from that. So there are a couple that are in the 11 or 12 minute range. Yeah. So if they wanted to pull one off the shelf and just use one, they're in for roughly 10 minutes. If they want to watch the entire series and familiar with financial statements kind of broadly and want the whole thing, they can take a look at that and they can be in and out of those 16 videos in about 2.5 hours. So it's kind of an efficient way for them to consume information about what those financial statements look like. And those videos are out on our website for elected officials or anyone who would like to use them.
So that would be GASB.org would be the place to go.
Correct.
Can you just say a little bit more about how is it that the videos make the ACFR more accessible? What does one see when you're watching one of these videos?
Sure. So for any document that is large, I think it can be intimidating for somebody taking a look at it. So if you think about the videos and using them individually, if somebody has interest in a particular area, they can go to that one video, watch it roughly 10 minutes, get an idea of what they might find in the financial statements and where to find it. If they watch them in their entirety, they kind of get an overview about how all of the pieces fit together. So it's a way for them to sort of efficiently get information, whether individually or in the aggregate, about what they can find in the financial statements and explain what they see there.
Okay. I know you said that there are 16 videos in the series in total. The series begins with three different introductory videos covering foundational concepts that people need to understand. What are the concepts that these early videos cover, and why is it important for stakeholders to understand those concepts first before they dive into the report itself?
Sure, that's a great question. So rather than dive directly into the contents of the ACFR, we thought for anybody, particularly those who would be consuming the video series in its entirety, that there were some foundational concepts that they might need first. So the three that we thought about were first, thinking about what the purpose is of external financial reporting and who uses that information. So for people watching the videos, just understanding what the audience is of an ACFR, that was the first one. And then the second one, we think, you know, is kind of a clever way to sort of think about making the information accessible. Most elected officials are going to understand their own personal financial statements. So we created a set of personal financial statements that we walk through that they can kind of compare their own balance sheet items, as you might think of their house, you know, on the asset side, their mortgage on the liability side. And then we use those, we leverage that content when we get into the government financial statements and link it back to something that they know. And then the third video of that important introductory set of videos is one that provides sort of a roadmap of the entire ACFR. So it's a place for them to get oriented to where they're going to see information in the subsequent set back half of the video series.
Right. So that lays the foundation for them to then begin to explore in greater detail.
That's right.
So talking about the greater detail, there are 13 additional videos. Can you give us an example of a couple of those that would represent different parts of the learning experience for stakeholders?
Sure. I think it's important to think about the categories within those remaining 13 videos where we sort of walk through the items in the ACFR according to that map that they see in video three. So they'll see things like in video one, they'll see information about the management's discussion and analysis, or MD&A, where a lot of people go for information about the ACFR, even if they don't visit any other part of the ACFR. There are four videos that are specific to the four sets of financial statements that they'll see in the ACFR, and we show them specific things that they will find on those statements, again, linking back to their own personal financial statements. And then the remaining videos after that are sort of topically oriented. So an example there would be, we've got a video that is specific to pension and other post-employment benefits. And so it provides some information about what those benefits are, what government officials might see in the financial statements, that they might see on the face of the financial statements and the notes or required supplementary information.
Got it.
Hey, Matt, one thing that I'd like to add about the videos, Tammy does the videos and she does a great job. They're not kind of a talking head talking about what's on there. Tammy actually brings up an example ACFR or whatever part of the ACFR she's talking about. And she's using like a whiteboard and writing on it and kind of drawing. And when she's talking about, say, a particular section of a statement of net position, she's highlighting it and pointing to this is what this part is. So it's really accessible in that way because you can see it, not just hear it.
Right. Sounds almost like a classroom type of experience.
I think Tammy brought her academic background to bear in these videos.
I'm sure that'll be extremely helpful for viewers. Joel, let's assume now that an elected official has gone through some or all of the content in the videos. What is the practical application of this knowledge? If you're an elected official, you've gone through this, now you've got a better understanding of the ACFR. How does that knowledge help you in making policy decisions that affect your stakeholders?
Government's elected officials make important financial decisions pretty routinely, but most significantly, I think annually, they approve a budget, which is the financial plan for the government for that year. I think as you go into a budget, understanding where you are and where you've been, where you are financially and where you've been financially, is an important inflow or you know, input into that decision-making process. And so if you look at the statement of net position, you can see, here's my net worth as a government. Here are my assets. Here's my liabilities. What's the difference? I can see from the prior year, what were the cost of the services I provided? What inflows did I have to come in to offset them? What was my difference? And that helps me as I plan moving forward. The ACFRA also has a prior year budget to actual results. So I can see, well, we budgeted this last year. What were the actual results as compared to that? So all of that, I think, is going into kind of them assessing how the government has done over the past year, as well as influences, informs their decision-making moving forward.
Got it. That's seems like very powerful knowledge for elected officials to have as they, well, particularly now as we're getting into budget season in a lot of states around the country. Joel, the series is designed, I know, for elected officials. You've made that clear. Are there other audiences that might benefit from diving into this and learning a bit more about how their government produces its financial reports and what they say?
Sure. Absolutely. In a way, elected officials are subsets of citizens. There's somebody that a citizen has elected to represent them. Mm-hmm. So hopefully the elected officials are more knowledgeable, but citizens can use this same information to impact their decision-making as they're thinking about where they live or who they vote for, et cetera, and what they think about their community and what to maybe advocate to their elected official about. So I think that it certainly informs citizens. The video series informs citizens as much as it does elected officials or anybody else that's just interested in government accounting and finance. I know close to Tammy's heart would be students that are learning about accounting who might then get some access to governmental accounting through the video series.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, this sounds like a tremendous resource. I know a lot of work has gone into it from a lot of different people. One, let's just remind people it's an audio podcast. Let's just remind people where they can find these videos now that they've been published.
Sure. So they can find the video series on GASB.org. It'll be featured there. And we hope that people find them to be useful. So it's been a pleasure to be with you today, Matt.
Great. Well, Joel, Tammy, congratulations on this really important new product that you've created for stakeholders around the country. And we look forward to having you both back on the podcast again to talk about other things that GASB is up to.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much for tuning in with us to this episode of Bridging the Gap. We hope you'll join us again, and please be sure to visit GASB.org/podcast to subscribe and to stay updated on future episodes. You can also follow the GASB on LinkedIn, Facebook, and X, previously Twitter. Bridging the Gap is a production of the Financial Accounting Foundation, produced by myself, Eileen Foley, and brought to audiovisual life by Patrick Dorsman. So until next time, keep balancing those books, crunching those numbers, and embracing the art of financial reporting.